Hey guys, welcome back to 5-0-100-0.com. I am Fuck It! And that stands for the Fittest Underdog Guru Using Intelligent Tactics. Today, guys, I want to ask you, as spring has sprung, the weather is nice, and people are slowly being given back some of their liberties. And some of you are thinking, the singles out there, I'm going to be dating again. I'm going to be getting out there, right? If you go out there for a walk or run, you're seeing people, more people outside. It's looking up for you singles. But I have a question for you. And it's when it comes to dating, your dating life, are you picky? Meaning you've got, you know, sets of standards that, you know, you uphold to. You don't just date anybody and go out with somebody just because they're a willing partner, right? And so you have like your criteria of what you're looking for, you know, the things that you won't compromise on. Or are you a perfectionist? Meaning you're looking for somebody who's perfect, right? You've got this ideal standard, this dream person in your mind that, you know, you think you're going to fill that spot. Now, I'll tell you what, anybody that I've known over the years that's been that perfectionist, that's looking for like this ideal, like they have to be this age, this height, this hair color, come from a family like this, do this for a living, do all these things for me. They're generally not people that are anywhere near the league of a person that they're describing, nor are they perfect. So what are the odds, number one, that you're going to find somebody, you're going to fall in love with them, and you're going to love them enough, and they're going to love you enough that you want to spend your life together and for that to be successful, right? Now, let's take that out of the equation. What's even lesser of a chance for it to even happen is for you to find this perfect dream person. And my guess is that you haven't done the work on yourself to be their dream person, right? So what are the odds of that? So are we living in a fairy tale? Are we living in a chick flick movie, you know, of like your soulmate and all this stuff? Or are you living in reality? And my take's always been the same on this channel. You do the work on yourself. You become a good person and you become your best version of you. And inevitably, you're going to attract somebody that's going to knock your socks off. It could be your forever. It could be your for right now. Who knows? But with each relationship, you should be gaining a little more insight into you and what you want in a long-term relationship if that's what you're seeking out. So just word to the wise, you know, if you seem like you have, you know, if you do some work on yourself or reflect on some of the decisions you've made in the past or why relationships have ended, I'm not saying, you know, be the opposite of the perfectionist where you just, you know, take anybody and it doesn't have to even be on your radar for it to work, and just put up with, you know, bad behavior and, you know, things that are maybe abusive. None of that. What I'm saying is, you know, figure out what your deal breakers are. Figure out, you know, where are you as far as, you know, your own development, your attraction level. And I know that there's different people that are attracted to different things, and that's all well and good. But at times you have to be a realist as well. And if you're like on that show 90 Day Fiancé, if you guys ever watch that, you'll have an either significantly older and less attractive person that is pen pals and falls in love with somebody overseas who is half their age and 15 times their attraction level. And if you're being honest with yourself, what's your first impression? You know, when you look at that, your first impression is gold digger looking for a green card, you know? Or if you see a couple out and, you know, the guy is a lot older, you're thinking gold digger, sugar daddy. Daddy issues, and that's your initial response. Whether it's true or not, it's another story. But the thing is that, yeah, there's those people that have a huge age gap or maybe nationality, like very diverse, huge differences as far as culture, and it can work, but it's the exception to the rule, And my point is that you need to just do some self-reflection, personal growth, figure out who you are, what you really want, and more importantly, in a lot of cases, what you don't really want. Like, share, subscribe. Talk to you guys again soon.